Hey everyone, I have to be honest. I've been having some serious doubts lately about this whole idea of letting AI handle fact-checking on its own. It just feels like it's fundamentally the wrong tool for the job.
I hear you, and I think you're spot on. Even though it's marketed as this rapid, automated truth-teller, the reality is that these models prioritize linguistic plausibility over actual factual accuracy. It just makes them incredibly unreliable for verifying claims.
Right. And I think this limitation really comes down to some core design and operational flaws baked right into the system.
Exactly. The biggest issue is what we call the hallucination problem. It's a bit of a scary term when you think about it.
It is. Because here's the thing. Large language models don't actually access a factual database. They're just predicting the most statistically likely sequence of words based on the data they were trained on.
And that's where it gets dangerous. When specific information is missing, the model tries to fill those gaps with fabricated content. It will confidently invent non-existent studies, misattribute quotes, or even create false historical events.
And that's so tricky because, to the average person, those outputs look completely indistinguishable from verified facts. It's so convincing.
Which leads me to the second major flaw. AI simply lacks source evaluation capabilities.
Oh, absolutely. These models are trained on this massive, uncurated ocean of internet data. You've got credible journalism and academic research mixed right in with unverified blogs, opinion pieces, and outright misinformation.
Without a mechanism to weigh source credibility or trace claims back to their origins, the AI just absorbs and repeats popular falsehoods and conspiracy theories as if they were established facts. It has no way to tell the difference.
And then there's the nuance. I feel like AI just can't handle the context that's essential to professional fact-checking.
You're right. Real-world claims rarely fall into simple true or false categories.
Exactly. They often involve misleading omissions, out-of-context quotes, flawed methodologies, or just rhetorical manipulation.
That's where human fact-checkers shine. We assess intent, political and social context, and logical fallacies. AI fundamentally lacks those capabilities, because it processes language as a statistical puzzle rather than a nuanced communication tool. And that brings us to the trade-off between speed and accuracy, which really undermines AI's utility here.
It's such a trap. AI can generate responses in seconds, which feels amazing, but that speed drastically compromises reliability.
In professional fact-checking, even a 10% error rate is unacceptable. That translates to a high volume of undetected falsehoods that can damage reputations and mislead the public.
So accuracy, thoroughness, and transparent reasoning must always take precedence over speed. We can't cut corners on truth.
Now, despite all these limitations, I do think AI still holds value in the fact-checking workflow. Just not as the final boss.
I love that perspective. I think the technology is best utilized as a high-speed research assistant. It can gather data, identify potential sources, and flag contradictory statements for us to review.
Right, but it cannot evaluate that information or render final judgments. That has to remain human.
So the future of fact-checking really lies in a hybrid model. AI handles the initial heavy lifting of data collection, while human professionals apply critical thinking, contextual analysis, and ethical responsibility to verify claims.
The critical takeaway is clear. AI is a powerful tool for information retrieval, but it is not a substitute for human judgment.
So, listeners, please approach AI-generated fact checks with skepticism and do your own independent verification.
Truth remains a complex, context-dependent pursuit that requires human skepticism, expertise, and accountability.
Exactly. The most reliable verification process combines AI's data gathering speed with that irreplaceable human critical analysis.